Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today, our gospel lesson for this 500th anniversary of the Reformation is the text of this morning's sermon. And the theme this morning, it is about Jesus' gospel reformation. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, October 31st, 1517, and for the young folks in the congregation, no, I was not there. But Martin Luther was. On that day is when he posted his 95 theses onto the castle church door in Wittenberg, Germany. The castle church door served as a bulletin board, as the newspaper of the day. And as he nailed these theses to the church door, Luther wanted to make a discussion. He wanted to open dialogue with the church. And his true purpose was for the church itself, to talk about reform, not revolt. The Reformation was not about revolt. It was about reform. Luther wanted to talk about gospel restoration and gospel freedom, and not slavery to the law and slavery to works righteousness. Luther wanted to point out that salvation is by grace alone, in faith alone, in Christ Jesus alone. It's not according to church traditions or doctrines of sinful men. Luther was seeing his parishioners bring to him a piece of paper. And as they were bringing these pieces of paper to Luther, he was quickly seeing that they were still slaves. Slaves to sin, to death, and slaves to the devil. They were buying a piece of paper that said that the Pope guaranteed that they had a place in salvation, that they could have time off for their bad deeds. And Luther pointed out that this is not salvation. As Luther nailed his theses to the castle church door, he began the Reformation. But dear ones, may I point out to you that the Reformation didn't really begin there in Wittenberg. The Reformation actually began as three nails were first two into the wrist of our Lord, and one into his ankles. The Reformation actually began right here. For here began the gospel reformation of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today, let's hear about that reformation. Let's hear about his gospel reformation. And this reformation is for each and every one of you. Jesus proclaims his gospel. He proclaims his gospel truth. It's there in the last section of verse 31 and verse 32, which read, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Dear ones, we all know. We all know that sinful man is lost in the darkness of sin. And thus, because of this darkness of sin, we are ignorant of God's word. Jesus says, though, that he is your light. He is the light of truth. And it is this light of truth that sets you free. Paul writes to the Romans and says, "But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed." Only by faith, dear ones, only in trust in Jesus Christ alone, only in Him are you freed from the darkness of sin, from the darkness of death, and from that ignorance of His word. And Luther is actually an example for us. Luther is an example of what slavery to sin does. As Luther joined the Augustinian monastery, he tormented over his sin. And therefore Luther worked and he worked and he worked to be approved by God. And as he did more and more and more works, as he deprived himself of sleep, of food, as he deprived himself of heat, and even as he whipped himself, he found no peace. There was no freedom. You see, spiritual slavery is a very, very heavy prison chain. And that chain binds, and it burdens, and it bludgeons, even to the point of death. The first link of that chain is sin. And the following links are ignorance of God's word, unbelief, hatred of God, guilt, impenitence, despair, and finally, and ultimately, spiritual death. But thanks be to God, as Paul writes, thanks be to Jesus that he came and he broke every one of those links for you. It is he who has set you free. And since he has set you free, you are truly free indeed. Jesus has broken every link of the chain that was dragging you right into the very depths of hell. It is his blood, and by his blood, that every single link is smashed. And you are truly released. His truth has set you free. The Son of God has come to be your servant. And in serving you, he has given to you freely freedom. And that freedom, dear ones, is what you enjoy today as his children. You enjoy that freedom today, and you will enjoy it tomorrow, and every month, and every year, and forever, because of what Jesus has done for you here upon his bloody cross. It is his blood, freely given, freely shed, that gives you forgiveness, imputes to you, gives you freely his righteousness. And not only that, but also gives you peace and understanding so you can know God's word and understand it. It gives you faith, love for God, repentance, and the ability to be righteous. To be righteous right now, to live in his glory, not only today, but forever, to live in the glory of his Father and your Father in heaven. These are the blessings of our Lord Jesus' gospel reformation. Those blessings are evident to us. We have the blessing of his most holy word. And dear ones, you can't possibly know the words unless you open them and read them and mark them and inwardly digest them, unless you come to Sunday school and adult Bible class to hear what his word says, to be fully grounded each and every day in his word, to hear the law and what the law does to you. It convicts you. It drives you into despair. And ultimately, the law is actually pointed. It's pointed to show you the gospel and to point you to the cross. And in this word is also the sweetness of the gospel. For we know that we are sinners and that we cannot save ourselves. But then the gospel proclaims to us, take heart, dear ones. Take heart. Jesus, your servant, the very Son of God, came unto this earth. And he took your sin, and he took my sin, and he took the sin of the world, and he nailed them here to the cross. And this began the great reformation, for you are now his children, his forgiven children. And therefore he tells us that we are to proclaim his word in truth, and impurity. It is not given to the pastor. It is not given to his children to read his word and then to change his word, to interpret his word in the way that you want to interpret it, rather than how he has already told us what we should say and how we should confess it. And we are to be pure in all that we do, to live a holy and honest life, knowing that as we proclaim his word, the Holy Spirit is with us to guard us and guide us and to give us those words that we are to speak. You see, you're never alone. Yes, I know loneliness can be very, very bad. I've experienced it many times in my life, and I know you have too. But then I have realized, and I pray that you realize, that you're never alone. Jesus has made a promise to you that he would not leave you as an orphan. He would come to you, and in his coming to you, he announces to you that he is always with you. He will never leave or forsake you. He's with you even until the end of the age. And to guarantee this, he has given us two blessed sacraments. There at that font, dear ones, many of you were washed free of your original sin. There in the water and the word, you were given freedom. You were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. You were claimed as God's children. There in the freedom of the water and the word, you became his. You belong to Christ. Thus, you are a Christian. And here on the altar this morning, is the freedom in the presence of your Lord Jesus, as he is now present today to serve you in body and blood, to give to you that blood that was given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening of your faith. For Jesus knows that you need this heavenly food. For this heavenly food nourishes and sustains you and keeps you in the one true faith until life everlasting. So my dear loved ones, the Son, the only begotten Son, the only begotten Son of the Father, born of the Virgin Mary, has come, and he has died, and he has risen for each and every one of you, so that you may be free, and be free indeed. Since Jesus has done this, his gospel is vitally important to you. It wasn't a piece of paper that guaranteed your salvation. Rather, it is the person and the work of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is the very work that he is working today in Amanda and in Elizabeth and in Mike and in Cody as we welcome them into the Evangelical Lutheran Church. They are welcomed here at his altar to receive from him body and blood. Yes, also for the forgiveness of their sins and the strengthening of their faith until life everlasting. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and in that we will always rejoice. Because your Father has sent his Son to die for your sins and to rise to guarantee to you your resurrection, today on this 500th day of the Reformation, we remember the Gospel Reformation. We remember what Jesus has done for us and what Jesus has done through a monk in Germany named Martin Luther. You see, it was Jesus who actually began the Reformation here at the cross. As the tree was struck by lightning, throwing Luther to the ground, as Luther stood there nailing the 95 theses into the castle church door, this was all the work of God. This is all the work of Jesus. For it is Jesus who set Martin Luther free, and it is Jesus who sets all of you free. Free in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb that was shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Yes, you are free, dear ones. Free indeed, spiritually free from the effects of sin and death and the power of the devil. And now you have received his gospel. You have heard the truth of his gospel in all of its purity. And today, now, you will receive the pure gospel in body and in blood. Once again, for the strengthening of your faith, and dear ones, for the forgiveness, of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, who has set you free. Amen.